We want you to think about this. Because you say, oh, we are dwindling in resources, we are, the food, there's a big food crisis, and there's a fuel crisis, and an energy crisis, and a money crisis, and a where-to-live crisis, and a greed crisis, and how we'll go on and on and on and on and on, yes? And these can be quite agreed upon, yes? They seem to be a very legitimate reality. How could that possibly be? How can that possibly be in a multiverse, a universe, a now that is filled with vitality, beauty, pristine, brilliant, fresh energy?
The minds of the people are not in sync yet. We're not all working to achieve the same thing with our minds.
That's well said, Corinne, and that's a good point. And let's say through this labyrinth of life that you are facing now, you will make some big choices. And these choices can simply be as simple as what we titled the last class, awareness now, safety now, healing now. And it might not come in the instant. However, when you make those choices, you are choosing the probability that's going to lead you in the material world to what you are really, really envisioning. And you can speed up any situation by simply checking out the probs, looking at what the choices are. Shall I die? Shall I live? Shall I be in despair? Shall I be happy? What are my choices? And you go down the list and in the moment or over the time, and then you make the decision. It's up to you to make that decision. I will choose to find a solution. I will choose to plow ahead, even if I feel like I weigh 20,000 pounds. I will plow ahead through this reality because I will hold on to something that I know inside, or something that I've been taught, or my spirit, or whatever. And when you make that choice, things start to change. Do you understand?
Yeah. This is Camila.
Camila, yes.
Would it be a good idea to even focus in on that new vitality that you said exists moment to moment?
Yes.
When you say, I'm going to change this, or I'm going to create this, you can focus on what you were just talking about?
In the same way that you have made an agreement that you are not going to waste an hour and a half getting to work, that you will navigate it in 1 hour, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because where you live, it's a big one. It's a big goal,
yes,
to do this, to achieve it, to only spend an hour getting to work. Other people think, wow, she must be crazy. Because we'll add this, some people will spend 3 hours getting to work.
Yes.
Do you aware of this? There's some people who spend 3 hours getting to work, to a job. So you can, in the same way that you energize that and have made that agreement and reality unfolds for you, and the cars move out of the way and the train's always waiting and boom, you get there on time, you can, all of you, begin to accept this energy just by putting your attention on it and just by thinking, wow, reality is refreshed with vital energy in every moment. I will allow myself to feel great with this energy.
Right. That was what I was trying. I'm sorry.
Wanting to say.
Not trying. That's what I was wanting to say.
And so it is a mindset. And it is like any mindset. You must move that groove out of one situation into another. It is really, you've heard that, people used to say that expression, oh, you're playing the same old record, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one? It's an older one. Playing the same old record. Let's say you've got to burn a new CD. A new reality for yourself. How's that one? You have to, and it's reprogramming. What we are offering you is the truth of existence. What your world is showing you is what your planet must move through to get to that pristine, probable world. How about we use that for a title?
Yeah.
Pristine, probable world. Will you write that down, please?
Mm-hmm.
How about a pristine, probable world?
Pristine, probable world.
Yes.